Everyone, good morning. Welcome to the Teach Better Today morning show, where Jeff Gargis and I get to kick off your day. Guys, this is good stuff happening. Jeff and I are very, very excited to kick off your day. Although typically I say that the Teach Better team gets to kick off your day every single morning at 7 a.m. Eastern, streaming on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, and LinkedIn. It is also a podcast episode over at Teach Better Talk Podcast. If you are a podcast listener, even if you enjoy tuning in live with us on Facebook or YouTube and you're already subscribed to those places, just go over to your podcast place and make sure that you also add Teach Better Talk, because that also helps us. And we really like 5-star reviews. Jeff, you're not supposed to talk yet. This is the intro. I'm in charge. We'll be right back. Hey everyone, welcome back to Teach Better Today. Hi, Jeff Gargis. You're allowed to talk now. Say hello to everyone.
I felt like a prisoner. Like I wasn't allowed to, like you kidnapped me and you were like, shut up.
I will say, I was like,
how I feel really most of my life with you.
I was sitting really forward on my seat. Like I felt like I was yelling. I'm gonna sit back and cool my jets.
I'm sitting back. I'm like trying to pull my mic closer so I can sit back further and stuff. Hi, Ray.
Get all cozy.
We haven't done one of these for a while, you and me.
No, I haven't seen you in years.
So I was just on with Josh Stamper too, and we said the same thing. We're like, they don't let us do these. And now I'm feeling like you don't let me and you do these. So like, it's a me thing, I think.
Oh, so I didn't want to like tell you this live, you know, with all of our friends and family watching, but people don't like you on the show.
I figured that's what it was. So
yeah, thanks. We've gotten really negative criticism of, you know, when Jeff Gargis is around, there's more shenanigans, you know.
Do you think, can we, if you're watching or listening, can you comment, let me know, like, what it is you don't like about me?
Stop.
Like, this is a roast, Jeff. And if you're listening to the podcast, just, like, tweet at us or something, at Teach Better Team, or I'm at Jeff Gargis. Just let me know, like, what is it that you dislike about me the most?
I could make my own list.
I didn't ask you. I asked those watching.
Oh, we
don't have time for you to go through your list.
Fair enough. But I will say, Jeff, I'm excited that we get to hang out today, because a little bit of Jeff time is nice for me. I just, when I'm in meetings with you all day till I wake up in the morning and I'm in Jeff meetings all the way until I go to bed, then the next day I'm like, okay, taking an hour away. You know what I mean? Like,
I'm sure you feel the same about me.
Yeah,
it's like, I mean, we haven't done a lot of these, but we still, yeah, we're on screen with each other plenty of time.
Yes, exactly. But the Today Show is something I really enjoy doing. So hopefully, I mean, Katie's on maternity leave starting, like, isn't today her last day, the 10th? And today's her last day.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Or she's like, my guess is she's
actually kind of off today. Like, technically, it's her last day, but she's not. I think she's out.
She told me she was gonna bounce.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I guess now that Katie's gone, you and I might have to like hang out.
I might be here more than anyone wants.
I want it. It's fun. You changed my life. You're nice. People have heard me talk, you know, well about you. It's fine. But before we get into all that, so it's Friday, which is, you know, great day. I assume you have plans this weekend. I assume you got good stuff going on.
Yeah, actually, my big brother's in town.
Wait, tell us about that.
I'm the youngest of three. My brother Paul and his husband Chad. They live down in Atlanta. They live in Midtown Atlanta, and they are up for. They have actually been up for. I think they came up yesterday, and they're up for like the long weekend. Visiting both families, but they're gonna meet my parents tomorrow. So we're gonna be out there tomorrow, hanging out with them and seeing them and stuff, which is exciting. So that's good. We don't get to see them. You know, a few times a year. So
that's super fun. No, I think it's tough when you have family. I'm thinking siblings, but
yeah, your sibling is also not close by.
Yeah, when they're out of town. And for me, with my sibling, when I see Dana, who we're 5 years apart, she's 5 years younger. And when we just like pick up where we left off. And people ask us all the time, mm-hmm. like, oh, are you guys close? And in my mind, I think we're super close, but I probably yeah. only talk to her once a quarter. Like, I probably don't talk to her that much.
Yeah, Paul and I, it's we text, like, but we'll get into like our texting, like what's the word, like, I don't know, like segments of our life where like we'll text a bunch for like a couple of days and then it's like nothing for a while, but then we just pick right back up. Typically it's triggered by like something to do with friends. So obviously like the recent news with Matthew Perry, that triggered a whole bunch of texting back and forth and sharing things and stuff, but then he's coming up. Yeah. So it's, yeah, we're close. I definitely think that we're close. Yeah, you know, interesting enough, I have two brothers, but my brother, I'm talking about Paul, and your sister, both doctors.
Yeah. And I think they both live in Ohio too.
No, Where's Paul your... lives in Atlanta. I live in Ohio.
Oh, I know. Oh, hold on.
My other brother, Mark, lives in Ohio too. Yeah.
Mark lives in Ohio.
Yes. I'm the youngest of three. Middle brother, Mark, is about an hour from me. And then Paul is down in Atlanta. So.
So we both have siblings in Ohio and we both have siblings that are doctors. Mine is just the same and yours is one and then the other.
You what?
Yeah, that makes sense.
I got you. Okay. I got you. Wait, yes. Mark's not a doctor.
Yes.
Paul is a doctor. Yes. Paul has like 500 degrees. Like,
I would be a doctor.
He's a doctor. He's a doctor of physical therapy. Your sister is a doctor of veterinarian. How do you say what is that? A doctor of what? Of animals?
I was going to say cows, and that felt like the wrong answer. Or like dogs or cats or. I ask her all the time. I'm like, can you operate on insert any obscure animal here? And her answer is always to roll her eyes because she's like the surgeon work. Her answer is. Always roll her eyes and be like, I guess in theory, like that's, she's like, no, but yes.
If she had to, she probably could.
Right. In her mind, she's like, I have the same obligation as a doctor on a plane. Like I may not know, but I'm going to do my best to try.
But only with animals though. Like if a human on a plane is having trouble, she's like, not my people.
No, totally.
If your dog was in trouble, I'd come help you, but not you.
Yeah. So I'll be like, can you operate on a parrot? And she's like, that will never happen, but sure, let's pretend. Like, yes, if I would like happen. Refuse service.
Sure. Yeah. Well, there's similarities. And then there's some that are very, birds in particular are very different. And this is coming from my wife's a vet tech. So a little bit different, but with there, cause there's one of the, what do they have? Five doctors now at their clinic. One of them like is certified and trained to operate on the animals, and they don't do big animals. Well, she does big animals, doesn't she?
Well, she was going to. Now she is more focused because she's doing more like orthopedic work. She's totally focused on dogs and cats, which is the opposite of what she said she wanted. Yeah, like 10 years ago, she said that that's not at all what she was going to do. So I don't know, guys. I live vicariously through my sister. She's cooler than me. I get to see her in a few weeks. She's coming to visit.
Oh, really?
So you get to see your family this weekend. And I have like a month. My sister's coming in town on the 9th of December. Oh,
that's cool. That's nice. Cool. Then I don't know yet. I think my brother will come back in Christmas time, but I don't know. Anyway, okay, going on. Moving on.
Wait, I'm not opposed to talking about Christmas, but it is November.
We're going to have a bunch of other episodes and opportunities to talk about Christmas as we get closer. We're going to have like 8 days to talk about Hanukkah.
Amen.
So we'll take care of that then.
All right. So
what else are you going to play a commercial thingy and then we'll do a thingy and we'll talk about stuffy.
Oh, there's totally a thingy coming. And yes, there's totally a
Ray refuses to tell me what we're talking about prior to coming on. So
it's way more fun to throw random junk at you. We'll be back.
I enjoy it. We were both jamming out pretty good. Like I enjoy it quite a bit.
Everyone, welcome back to Teach Better Today Morning Show. We very much appreciate you incorporating the Teach Better team into your morning routine. And I apologize that Jeff and I are here, but we're like, appreciate, you know, this is where we're at. We have a listener question that I really love to hear listener questions to Jeff that are not specific to education, although it might interest educators. And we have one specifically that I've been saving for you.
Okay.
So, I mean, no pressure, but like if you answer it incorrectly, you could change people's lives.
I feel a lot of pressure right now.
You should. Friends, we have a number of you who submit listener questions, which we always enjoy. And the majority of our community, it works in some way in education, right? They work in the classroom. They're in some sort of coaching role, a principal role, a director role, superintendent. I mean, everyone's kind of in that realm of education, which creates for really good listener questions. But every so often, we get a few that are a little bit more Teach Better business driven. Like questions educators are, pondering that don't specifically have to do with instruction. So this one is a pretty blunt black and white question, wanting to know why you feel that entrepreneurship is such a hot and sexy concept these days. And I say that I am ad-libbing a little bit. They didn't say sexy in their question, but being an entrepreneur right now is very popular. And I don't mean popular, well, I kind of do mean popular, but it's being very much like dramatized as this like dream role. Can save me from myself. I don't even know how to describe it anymore.
No, yeah, it's cool right now, and it's for the last little bit here. It's been cool, and not to sound, I'm going to channel a little bit of Gary Vee here because he talks about this too. But like, I legit remember when it wasn't cool. When like I first started trying to start stuff, it was like I was basically told by everyone who loved me that I was throwing away my life. It's cool now. I think it's a combination of things. It's easier than ever to do it, and you don't have to take the same type of jumps and risks like you used to, because with the internet where we're at and the tools that are available, like you can get started some sort of entrepreneurial like journey, like basically for almost nothing. Honestly, nothing, using free trials, stuff like that. So like, it's not quite the same. So more people are doing it, which obviously is just going to make it more popular. But I also think, I think just as we've been, as we continue to get more and more connected, state to state, country to country, world around the world, our eyes are being opened up to more and more stuff. And I think we're all realizing that like a lot of the typical grinding type job kind of sucks sometimes. And I think, a lot of people, especially when you're working for major corporations, stuff like that, people are just feeling trapped. They don't feel like they have the freedom. Maybe they're not making enough. And I think it's a combination of that. Like there's a little bit of like, I want to go, I don't want to be controlled anymore. I want to go do my own thing. I want to have that freedom. And so I think it's a combination of those two things. So
I think it's interesting. Yeah. Typically when educators talk, at least when they come to me to talk about entrepreneur aspirations, it's kind of to leave education. But the reality is that you could be an entrepreneur and have a business and still continue your day-to-day role in education. Absolutely. Either because they're two separate concepts and it's nice that you have these two different interests, or because they serve one another in a beautiful way, like an educator who's trying to, sell products on a website to make some extra cash flow, or even just, speak inspirationally on a video format and no intention to necessarily do any medium beyond that. That's still entrepreneurship, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I think you're right. Like it's like, yeah, sometimes it is to leave, and it would be silly to think that educators don't also want to leave sometimes. I think we know, right? So to say, that's typical regardless of what industry, like there's a million different reasons why you might want to leave your day-to-day job. And that doesn't necessarily, it's not necessarily because you don't love it. Sometimes it's because you need something that gives you something that it can't. Other times it's because you're just had enough and you need something different. And I think what's cool now is that like you don't have to though. And just because you start, and I think this is really important, like, and we get to work with a lot of educators who are doing cool things on the side, as part of our educator community and our entrepreneur masterminds and stuff like that. that just because you're starting something else on the side, whether it's connected education or not, doesn't mean that you're trying to leave or that you want to leave or that you will leave, because you, like to your point, you no longer have to leave. You know, 30, 40 years ago, like you had to, like you couldn't do you couldn't work 9 to 5 and then spend, you know, 3 hours at night trying to build something. Now you can. And again, that goes back to why I think it's more popular now, because it's way more accessible now. I'm interested to see if 5 years from now, 10 years from now, it'll still be popular. I do think like we might find, like, cause you got a lot of people, and it's happened over even the last couple of years, like a lot of people get into it that are going to not feel the success, not get what they're looking for, whatever. And there's going to create a lot of failure in that, a lot of possibly the negativity. And when we kind of see a shift backwards, like, no, that was stupid, we shouldn't have done that, and we beat it down again. It'll be interesting to see if that's the case. I think it's gonna be a while. Well, and so much opportunity right now to do so many things, like around something that you're passionate about or just sort of interested in. Like, you can,
well, and the reality is that your passions can change too. I mean, this is a terrible example, but you know, our youngest loves to doodle and wanted to like create a place where you could buy her doodles on a sweatshirt. She was super interested. We made a few sales. It was like, oh my God, we're going to be famous. So fun. And then the next week she's like, oh, no one bought anything today or this week or anytime recently. Like, on to the next thing. And it was cool for the time that she was interested in it. And like, my brother-in-law bought a sweatshirt with her doodle, and like, he's so excited to wear it when they
come. And what did it cost you?
Nothing.
Maybe a month's nothing. Okay, I was gonna say maybe a month's worth of paying on that platform, or probably just a percentage of the sales, and that was it. Sure. Right.
Yes.
So like, and obviously some time, but like the actual money, like that's the thing, is like, you can explore all that. Like, so if you have this like itch and you're like, I've always wanted to, but. Or I've always, you know, like, you could do that. It's not like you're going to, you didn't lease a space or buy a space that you're in a 3-year contract for paying $25 square foot. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know,
have to hiring buy inventory. Staff. Yeah.
No. Nothing. Yeah. You just
drop nothing. You just used a website. So technology is amazing.
So which I love. I'm the same with my kids. They're like, oh, like this. I'm like, oh, let's start it. Let's do it. Let me buy 5 domains. And then it is that like 2 days later, like, I don't know if I'm into that anymore. I'm like, all right, that's okay. Right. Yeah. You know, so
still
stuff. Yeah. So I don't know if I answered the question or not, but I hope I did.
You did. Yeah. Shout out to all of you that are submitting listener questions. Keep them coming. Just make sure you share them with someone on the Teach Better team. We'll make sure to dump them into our listener bank. And especially if it doesn't have to do with education, that's all right. We're here to support you. We do have a community within the Teach Better family of educators that are looking at different ways to enjoy their hobbies or get into entrepreneurship a little bit. It's a creator club that we really love. Our Edu Creator Club is very popular. So Jeff, I want to give you a shout out for all the work that you've put in for that, but also encourage anyone here, if they're looking for a little Edu Creator Club support, there's a lot of different ways to get involved in that program.
Yeah. If you go to teachbetter.com/educreator, so just EDU creator, you can get in there. And we actually have it like early bird sort of founder price right now. So it's cheaper than it will be, but that's like a great community. Like, and there's some really creative people in there doing some really awesome things. So super excited.
Well, and that's the community that has all the events going on all the time.
Yeah. There's, we've got a couple of really cool events coming up here really soon. At the end of the month, we've got one about just like starting and growing your side hustle as an educator. And then about a week and a half later, we've got one on short form video. So your TikToks, your Instagram reels, your YouTube shorts. And that's what Jen Manley, who, you know, is pretty massive on TikTok, if you don't know Jen. So anyway, super excited. We do a lot of cool events with a lot of cool people. It's another cool way. You and I did this with Teach Better Talk. It's a cool way of like tricking cool people into hanging out with us. That's why we do everything we do. Like, that's,
well, friends, keep submitting your questions. And you know, Jeff and I would love to answer them, as well as everybody on the team. We hope you have an incredible rest of your day ahead. I can already feel it. This is going to be a good day, good weekend ahead. We'll see you on the next show for Teach Better Today. But until then, see you later, friends. Hey, Teach Better community. Thank you so much for joining the Teach Better Today morning show every single weekday at 7 a.m. Eastern. We have so many resources for you outside of this live stream at teachbetter.com, including blogs, podcasts, and professional development that will bring our team to your school. Wherever you are listening from this morning, please make sure you are sharing and celebrating the incredible educators in this world. And hey, if you are listening over on a podcast to Teach Better Talk, we would love a 5-star review. The comments are always so entertaining. We'll see you tomorrow.